The biggest obstacle was cost. First of all, I think the project would have been in excess of an additional $1 million or more to put in that paved shoulder. Perhaps more importantly, that route is not the cycling route that has been identified through our Parks and Rec Trails Master Plan, which we reviewed today. So that plan, as it comes forward, will include a designated cycling route, which will include linkages to both the county cycling network as well as the provincial government cycling network.